Today, the second Sunday of Easter, some years ago, received an additional name, Divine Mercy Sunday. And Divine Mercy is something that we absolutely need to reflect upon, because the world offers us a counterfeit mercy. It offers us a sham mercy that is actually indifference. Right? There's God's mercy, which is true, genuine, beautiful, what we celebrate today, and then there's the world's mercy. And the world's mercy isn't, this is bad, but I forgive you. It's, I'm going to pretend that's not bad. That's the type of mercy that very often we actually seek when we're asking the church to be merciful. We don't say, forgive me for the evil that I've done. We say, pretend that my evil is actually good. Pretend that this action that's caused so many terrible consequences, pretend that it's all right. Pretend that it doesn't hurt you. Pretend that we're all just fine. And yet, today, Jesus shows us true mercy by saying, by calling evil, evil, and saying, but that evil, I'm more powerful than that. See, we see this incredible and beautiful image of mercy today in Jesus showing his very wounds to his disciples, saying this, if there is evil anywhere, it's this, that you crucified the innocent one, the Lord of the universe, you nailed to a tree. So his mercy is to call evil what it is, but then to say that evil is not going to have the last say. That's the mercy that we seek. The mercy that can allow us to be honest, to come to the Lord repentant and say, yes, I've done wrong, but your mercy astounds me. That even though you will call out the evil actions that I've done and call them for what they are, you're still willing to die for me, to rise for me, and to love me, even knowing all of my sins. That's the type of mercy that we seek from the Lord, and the fruit of that mercy, the fruit of that honest recognition of, I've done wrong, I repent, and God loves me, is what Jesus says three times to his disciples in today's gospel. Peace be with you. Now, we reflect on the fact that this is God himself saying, peace be with you. This is the God who created the universe by speaking it into existence. When he speaks, his word is effective. It affects that which he says. And so when he says, peace be with you, he creates peace within us. If only we freely accept that peace that he wants to create. Now, the first peace that he creates by speaking it into existence is between us and him. That's in that divine mercy where he loves us too much to pretend that when we do evil, it's anything other than that. He loves us too much to pretend that our bad actions are not going to have bad consequences. And so his mercy is to say, yes, that's bad. These are the consequences. These wounds that you see in my very body, those are the consequences. But the second movement of that mercy is to shift the focus from what we did to him with our sin to what he did for us out of the superabundant love for us. So maybe our first thought is to say, I can't believe I did that to you, Lord. Our second thought should be, I can't believe you did that for me. So that we are won over to love of the Lord, not just by guilt for what we have done, but more awe for the great love with which Jesus endured it all for us. So the first peace that he creates is in his mercy, reaching out to us with his wounded yet glorious hand, saying, take this hand in peace with me. But that peace is supposed to be this life-altering peace. It's not the sham mercy of the world that just says, do what you want, I don't really care. You don't need to be changed. Just kind of live at this mediocre level and it'll be fine. God's merciful. He doesn't care what you do. No, it's not that sham mercy. It's the real mercy that says, God wants change. He wants me to every single day examine in a radical way how I am refusing relationship with Him. He wants me to experience the depth of that mercy by letting it change me. That peace that He creates in my relationship with Him, every day has to be reestablished. Every day is this invitation of the wounded yet glorious one saying, I want to be most perfectly one with you. And there's a certain beauty in Jesus showing us His wounds, in His glorious body still bearing the marks of the nails, because it's an invitation for us to then show us His wound, or show Him our wounds. Because we all have them. We pretend we don't. We pretend we're just fine. Very often, we don't want to face the fact that even in a good household, even with loving parents, there was some wounding within our families, at school, in our places of work. We carry around many wounds from just our whole lives. And the longer that we ignore them, the longer it takes for them to heal. Or worse, they don't heal. They just fester. And we live these lives of resentment because we're in pain. We close ourselves off from other people, and most importantly from the Lord, because those wounds aren't healing. And yet our Lord shows us a wounded, glorious hand to invite us to show Him our wounds. He says, show me that which hurts you, because that's what I want to heal. That's what I want to make new. Just as He breathed His Spirit on His disciples, He wants to breathe new life into us, healing upon our many wounds. That's the other effect of this peace that He wants to create between us and Him, is to have this very honest relationship with Him, of Him showing us evil that we've done that He's pardoned and calling us to conversion, and us showing Him the fruits of a lot of evil. Evil that other people have done to us. Maybe some of our self-inflicted wounds. But regardless, us showing Him where we need Him so that He can finally bring healing to our wounds. So that we too can show Him wounds that are no longer tender to the touch and causing us to react in pain and anger, but wounds that have been glorified by His grace, just as the ones from His blessed hands extended in peace to us. So that first peace that is created is peace between us and our Lord. But then that leads to peace that resides within our hearts. Right? Peace with our very own selves. Because a daily battle that I think all of us rage is war against ourselves. Because there's that conscience that says, you know what, there's something that's not right here. And then the devil jumps on that very good thing, which is our conscience calling us out, but he amplifies it, distorts it, and perverts it to where this conviction of our own fallenness turns into self-loathing. He wants us to hate ourselves, to look in the mirror and say, you're worthless. Look at all the things you should be doing and you're not. Look at all the things you shouldn't be doing and you are. The devil wants us at war with ourselves. Our Lord wants to create peace between us and Him so that we can finally look at ourselves and have peace with our own selves as well. He wants us to constantly be calling ourselves to greatness, yes, but to never fall into the trap of self-loathing. He creates peace between ourselves and our Lord. Peace within our hearts. And then that peace leads us to finally be able to have peace among ourselves. But it has to be a real peace founded on a real mercy. Not a sham mercy that says, oh, no, I'm going to pretend that evil's not evil and good's not good. I'm going to pretend that I'm not actually hurt by the things that people have done or said. My forgiveness is just going to be saying, don't worry about it. No, He wants real mercy. In our relationships, He wants us to have a real forgiveness, which is not to make excuses for something that someone has done. Not to pretend it doesn't hurt us. Not to pretend that we're perfectly fine with it. No, he wants us to receive real mercy from him and then reflect that real mercy toward people in our lives. And what that means is to say, yes, this what you did was terrible. I hated it. I still hate it because it hurt me and I'm still hurt by it. All of that notwithstanding, I refuse to hate you. That is the mercy that he wants. And not just I refuse to hate you, but I choose to love you. I choose to want only what is absolutely best for you. I choose to work for that, to make that happen, whatever is best for you, you who've hurt me. I want you to know the love of God. Yes, I want you to convert. I want you to stop hurting me, stop hurting other people. Yes, sometimes we need to take action in situations to remove ourselves from a situation where we're being consistently hurt. I get that. But in the sovereign freedom of our hearts, we need to choose to love. Even and especially in those places where we've been hurt the most. Three times our Lord says, "Peace be with you." He wants us to have peace in our relationship with him. He wants to have that peace reside in our hearts so we can finally be at peace with ourselves and in peace with each other. The most important peace is the one that we have with the Lord. The Lord who battled our great foe of death and sin and won. We now have peace with him. The only way that we can disturb that peace is through our own choice of sin. And yet his grace is always more powerful. And so we sing the hymn of victory, the hymn of praise, as we say all throughout this season, "Alleluia, he is risen, truly he is risen, alleluia."